New Catholic Connection on EWTN Radio Extra. I'm Vanessa Denha-Garmo, filling in for my dear sister in Christ this morning, Teresa Tamio. I host Epiphany on the affiliate of Ave Maria Radio, and I'm a Catholic Leadership Development Coach. And happy to be with all of you here this morning. And we're going to be joining soon with Kelly Sullivan, Vice President of the Newman Guide from the Cardinal Newman Society. And we're talking with her about a couple things, educating young people on the importance of the papacy and the Catholic College commencement speaker choices as well. And so there's an article in the Catholic, in the Cardinal Newman Society on the commencements speakers. And, you know, this has come up over the years when people have had colleges have invited certain people to speak at their college campuses. And, you know, I know a few years ago, and I get a chance, we'll ask Kelly about this, but okay, Kelly's there. Kelly, are you there?
Hi, Vanessa.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning. Great to be with you.
Good. We'll get into the commencements in a second, but first I want to talk about the importance of educating our young people on the papacy. What would you like them to know, and why is it important?
Well, all of our prayers, all of our Newman Guide schools and colleges have been releasing statements expressing their prayers for the soul of our Holy Father. Certainly all of our prayers are joining those in Rome. And it's a great opportunity for young people to learn about what comes after life, right? And pray for all of those souls of everyone who has passed away. Pray for the future of our church. Pray for the Holy Spirit's guidance. And I think Catholic education is a great opportunity for young people to experience the life of the church and what's going on. I know certainly my children have been asking so many questions about, what does this mean? What does the white smoke mean? What does the black smoke mean? Can we watch this? You know, and it's a time to pray for Pope Francis and his soul, and it's a time to pray for the future of our church.
Mm-hmm. How important do you think it is for young people to follow along with the conclave and the reporting of the conclave, which EWTN will be reporting on? But how important is it for them to follow along with that report, those reports?
I think it's a great opportunity. You know, I know many Catholic educators try to tie in their lessons to what's going on in the life of the church. And, you know, these don't come up all the time, right? And so this is an opportunity to learn about church history, to learn about, you know, how did Jesus give the keys to St. Peter, and what has been the history of the popes? You know, the rich theological classes that Newman Guide schools and colleges provide dive into these lessons, and it carries across the curriculum, you know, not just in theology, but in literature and history. That's the great integration we see in the best Catholic education.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about the Newman Guide colleges lead the way at commencements. And this is really an important aspect of colleges, and we don't think about it. Sometimes the people we invite to commencements are not in line with the teachings of the church. So share with us some of the commencement speakers that you came across that really are not in line with the teachings of the church.
Sure. So Vanessa, I know you've kept in the loop with our work over the years. This is something the Cardinal Newman Society puts out year after year. We do a roundup of what we see going on at Catholic college commencements, because our mission is to promote and defend faithful Catholic education, and we want Catholic families to know about what's happening in Catholic education. So we put out this roundup. We have the latest roundup from 2025 on our website. We even have last year's roundup linked at the bottom of the article. This year's most scandalous, obvious choice that I want to draw some attention to is Dr. Mary McAleese at St. Mary's College in Notre Dame, Indiana. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, she was the past president in Ireland, and she has statements supporting abortion and same-sex marriage. And, you know, unfortunately, this Catholic college has decided to honor her as a commencement speaker. And we really see it as an honor. You know, you're choosing someone to speak in front of your graduates. And, you know, what message is this sending to students? You know, the graduation should be you're spending 4 years at a Catholic college. Hopefully you've gotten a great Catholic formation. And this graduation commencement speaker should be another opportunity for formation. It's also one of the times that parents and grandparents and relatives and friends are actually on campus. You know, there's so few times during those four years that the extended family is on campus. So it's a great opportunity to witness to your Catholic values, to witness to your priorities. And unfortunately, at St. Mary's College in Indiana, they seem to be leading students astray by hosting a self-professed Catholic who dissents from church teaching.
And you're giving her a platform. That's my biggest issue, is you're giving them an audience and a platform, and they don't represent truly what the Catholic Church teaches. And this is not the first college that has done this and invited a commencement speaker that is not in line with the church. As we lead into the break, I remember, Kelly, a few years ago, several years ago, it was Notre Dame that had President Obama speak, who wanted the crucifix covered up, which was appalling. I mean, you know, the second he said that, they should have said, no, thank you, you're not going to speak here.
Yes. The Cardinal Newman Society led a petition against Obama at Notre Dame at that time, garnered hundreds of thousands of signatures, including from bishops and other church leaders. And unfortunately, it went forward. But this is the reality of what the Cardinal Newman Society has reported on these scandals since 1993. And every year we see Catholic colleges that do not uphold church teaching and their choice of commencement speaker. And this goes directly against the U.S. bishop's policy that states you should not honor or award those who publicly dissent from church teaching.
Mm-hmm. Kelly Solomon's with us, vice president of the Newman Guide. We're talking about the Cardinal Newman Society. As we head into break, one more minute here, Kelly, and then we'll take a break. But what do we do as listeners, like if people listening, can we call the school, even if we don't have students there? I mean, what are we able to do about these situations?
Yes, absolutely. Let these colleges know that we are not happy with their choices of Catholics who are dissenting from church teaching to be honored at these places, but also share our press release with Catholic families that you know, so that they know that all Catholic colleges are not the same. And they should seek out a faithful Catholic option for their children and grandchildren.
Where do we find your information, that press release?
Sure. So go to CardinalNewmanSociety.org. It's Newman, it's N-E-W-M-A-N, CardinalNewmanSociety.org. Right there on our homepage, you'll find our roundup of Newman Guide colleges leading the way at commencement 2025.
So we're talking with Kelly Solomon here today, vice president of the Newman Guide programs, and we're talking about commencement speakers. When we come back after the break, Kelly, I want to ask you about what's the best way to go about finding a really good commencement speaker for a Catholic college that maybe people should start recommending to the colleges so they don't choose somebody who's not in line with the teachings of the church. I mean, there's so many wonderful speakers out there. Why do we have to pick somebody who's not in line with the teachings of the church, even though they claim to be Catholic, you know, which is very frustrating.
That sounds great, Vanessa.
Yeah, we'll take a break. We'll continue that conversation with Kelly Solomon right after this here on Catholic Connection. Don't go away. WTN Radio Extra Catholic Connection. I'm Vanessa Denhagarmo, filling in for Teresa Tamio. We've been talking with Kelly Solomon, Vice President of Newman Guide Programs, the Cardinal Newman Society. And Kelly, we're talking about picking commencement speakers. And, you know, there's so many wonderful speakers in the Catholic arena, right? That are truly in line, that practice the faith and are aligned with the teachings of the Catholic Church. It's quite frustrating that Catholic colleges would pick people who are not in line with the Catholic Church. How can people go about picking and recommending good Catholic speakers for commencement ceremonies?
That's a great point, Vanessa. You know, one great place to start is look at who the colleges recommending the Newman Guide have chosen over the years, because they have chosen outstanding examples of faithful Catholics who are living out their faith in the world. I mean, I'm looking through the list of who they're honoring this year as commencement speaker, and there's just some wonderful options from Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas, is honoring Sister Deirdre Byrne. She's a missionary surgeon.
She's awesome. Yeah.
Yes. And she's worked tirelessly for the unborn. And
yeah. She gave a great talk at the Eucharistic Congress. I mean, that was a wonderful talk. Yeah.
Awesome.
She's awesome.
I know there's a new book coming out about her life, so I'm looking forward to checking that out.
Oh, cool.
Yes. Catholic University of America is honoring Bishop Robert Barron.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Franciscan University of Steubenville in Steubenville, Ohio is honoring Mary Rice Hassan. Mm-hmm. She leads up the Person and Identity Project at the Ethics and Public Policy Center. I love her book, Get Out Now, Why You Should Pull Your Children from Public Schools Before It's Too Late. But she's been a tireless advocate for human dignity, religious liberty in the church and our culture. Another great example is Thomas Aquinas College in Northfield, Massachusetts, as well as Thomas More College of Liberal Arts in Merrimack, New Hampshire. They're both hosting Dr. Kevin Roberts as commencement speaker, and he heads up the Heritage Foundation. He was formerly president of a Neumann Guy College, Wyoming Catholic College. And again, he's a great champion of religious liberty, the defense of the family, et cetera. And then, Vanessa, one more that I want to call attention to is at Walsh University in Ohio. They're probably honoring one of the youngest in this roundup of commencement speakers. Samantha Kelly is a former college athlete who founded an organization called Fierce Athlete, and she works with female athletes to help them find their identity in Christ and strive for excellence in all areas of their life. Yes.
I love that. That's awesome.
So I think she'll be a really great role model and example to Walsh University students and offer a really different perspective than you see, at many other colleges.
Yeah, my daughter's high school, they have Athletes for Christ club.
Awesome.
I love it. Yeah, it's really cool. We're talking with Kelly Solomon here, Vice President of the Neumann Guide Programs, Cardinal Newman Society. Switching gears a little bit, Kelly, I was talking earlier in my coach's commentary, my Epiphany Insight, about Carlo Acutis and his new documentary that just came out on Divine Mercy Sunday. I went and saw it, and I know you haven't seen the movie, but one of the things that I highlighted in my commentary coming from the movie was the detachment from electronics and how these kids who went on this pilgrimage were not allowed to take their phones on the trip. They had to leave their phones back in America, right? Can you imagine that? And so let's talk about detachment and the importance in teaching our kids detachment. And I remember, you know, looking over at my daughter in the movie when they said that, I'm like, wow, I wonder if she could have done that.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I think it would be a big struggle for a lot of young people today, but I think it's a really important topic in Catholic education. And we've seen Neumann Guide schools and colleges tackling this issue of technology and how can they form young people when there's such an addiction to screens and cell phones. And, you know, there's a couple examples. Wyoming Catholic College out in Wyoming, they have a strong technology policy where there are no cell phones. There's limited internet, and they really explain their policy beautifully by saying, yes, they're giving students freedom from an addiction and an obsession with technology, but they're also giving them freedom for these great things they're providing, right? For a culture of presence, for being able to cultivate relationships, for being able to listen and be in God's presence, right? And I think that's really beautiful how they describe that they're giving students this freedom for all these good things they can experience in Catholic education by stepping away from that phone addiction.
You know, and you mentioning cultivating relationships, that was one of the things that also came out in the movie. One student in particular said, I have learned more about my classmates in the 2 weeks on this pilgrimage than I did in the 12 years I was in school with them.
Wow. Wow. How telling is that?
Yeah, I was shocked. When he said that, I was like, wow. Because, you know, you're with people. And then in the trailer we played earlier, Kelly, and it's in the movie, the kids were all looking at their phones. Now you could see the time, the hours you spend in your phone. They were spending... They looked at their phones and they're like, I averaged 6 hours, 7 hours, 8 hours a day. That's a job.
Yeah, that's a job. Yes. You know, there were similar comments made from some Franciscan University of Steubenville students, because I don't know if you've heard of this, Teresa, but they have a new Unplug scholarship for students who are willing to give up their phone for all 4 years. They have a limited number of $5,000 a year scholarship. It's called their Unplug scholarship. An additional 50 students, when they started this, just gave up their cell phones to be a part of this campaign without receiving the scholarship funds. But there were some great quotes from students. One of them said, you know, I was really struggling with anxiety and depression before starting this, and I have experienced significant changes in my mental health after, you know, starting up, you know, stopped using my phone during this year at Franciscan. Yeah. Another student commented on his struggles with pornography and how much giving up the cell phone has helped with progress and growing in chastity.
So it's Franciscan University that's giving a scholarship for people who disconnect?
Yes. So a group of alumni came together, started a scholarship fund called the Unplug Scholarship, and I think they awarded about 30 scholarships to students who were willing to give up their cell phone and just engage in a culture of presence at Franciscan University.
I love that. That's awesome. Yeah. What an incentive. And, you know, there's a lot of research, what you just said, on the relationship between social media and depression, anxiety, loneliness. In fact, there was a study that Teresa and I talked about when I was on Catholic Connection with her about how so many of the millennial generation kids reporting they had no real friends. I mean, it was so sad. I know. I mean, so, and it's funny, Kelly, I have to laugh. So when my daughter was in middle school, COVID was going on. And so there was lockdown, and she had a small blip where we took her to public school for a little short period of time. And it's so funny. She came to us and she said, "Hey guys, I just got to let you know, I got to go back to Catholic school." So it was really cute. So anyway, of course we sent her, but she struggled with no friends. They were in lockdown and she was really lonely. And she said, I was just recording her on her senior year, last day of senior year. And I said, "Well, what do you remember the most?" She goes, "Mom, God is so good. I prayed that I would find friends." I'm going to cry. "And I have more friends than I know what to do with."
Oh, wow.
But I'm going to cry.
Beautiful.
She went through such struggles of not having friends during COVID because we couldn't do anything. And and they get so addicted to their cell phones. And to me, it's so sad when you hear a report that there's a whole group of millennials who say they have no real friends.
Yeah.
That we are made for fellowship. We're made for human connection. And even though the technology enables us to connect at so many different levels, it's not genuine, real human connection.
Yeah. I'm sorry your daughter went through that, Vanessa, but I'm so glad to hear she's doing better now and making great friendships. It's so critical for our young people to have these good friendships and have wholesome community and real human interactions. And that's really what the Newman Guide schools and colleges are all about. And I agree with you. It starts long before college. You know, it's great these colleges are doing things. Even one of our Newman Guide lower school, K-12 school, Regina Pachus Academy in Connecticut has gone completely technology free because of these same issues and really wanting to form the person. And providing character formation. So,
you know, and what shocks me too, Kelly, is how many parents will argue with the school that takes away the phones. I was so excited when I found out teachers in our school made the kids hand the phones in at the start of every class, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's great. And the teachers are like, you're not in the norm. A lot of parents are upset about it. I go, why? And they're like, well, what if they need to get a hold of their kid? I'm like, okay, if there's an emergency, they call the school. I mean, it's
right.
I mean, what did we do when we were growing up? Our parents called the school. You know what I mean?
And right.
It's So and they realize when they're that detachment. What was noted in the documentary of Carlo Acutis is their relationships became so strong. And even though Carlo Acutis used technology for the greater good and for the glory of God with the Eucharistic devotions, right? And the Eucharistic miracles, rather.
Yes.
His whole point was to get off his website and get people into church. It wasn't to stay on his website.
Right. exactly. You know, the Cardinal Newman Society actually distributed his Eucharistic Miracles of the World exhibit for a number of years. And so we have a special love for Carlo Acutis and definitely want to see that documentary. But exactly, that he was drawing people to the Eucharist, using technology for the good, and drawing families and students back to Jesus himself.
And speaking of commencement speakers, there are about a dozen people in that movie alone that would have been great commencement speakers.
There we go. That's a great suggestion.
I mean, the movie, I personally think, Kelly, that every Catholic school in America should show that documentary at every level, because it's appropriate for young students and college students. I just think every Catholic school should be showing that documentary. And my daughter, you know, when we left, she has this relic of Carlo Acutis. It's a second class relic of his genes that Bishop Francis gave me for her. She didn't really understand it until she watched the movie. And she's like, Mom, I just can't believe he was for real. Like that was a real kid.
That's awesome.
You know,
so easy to relate to, lived so recently that what a great role model and example for young people today.
Yeah. And, you know, buried in his jeans and gym shoes, you know, just a regular kid, you know what I mean? And so you have such a connection to him. And we do as adults, too. Kelly Sullivan is who we're talking to, Vice President of the Newman Guide from the Cardinal Newman Society. We have about a minute or so left with you here. Kelly, what else do you want to share with our listeners before we let you go?
Well, they can go to our website, cardinalnewmansociety.org, check out our roundup on Catholic College commencement speakers. Be sure to share it with your family and friends. You know, let them know that Catholic colleges are not all the same, that Catholic schools are not all the same, that Cardinal Newman Society is here to help you, you know, ask those questions and find the best in faithful Catholic education.
And just seconds left, how important is it for parents who are paying for Catholic school and they're doing things that are not in line to speak up?
Yes, speak up. Let these places know you care, you know. Notify the colleges, tell other alumni, and let them know that Catholic families want faithful Catholic education. We've seen huge growth in attraction to the Newman Guide, and more and more families are realizing that, you know, college enrollment overall is down, but Newman Guide colleges have grown 22% in the last 10 years. That's the good news, and that's, you know, where the next generation of great Catholics is being formed.
Amen. Kelly Sullivan, thank you for being with us here on Catholic Connection, Vice President of the Newman Guide. We got to take a break. We'll wrap up after this. Thank you all for tuning in to EWTN's Radio Extra here on Catholic Connection. I'm Vanessa Denha-Garmo, filling in for Teresa Tamio. And thank you to Kelly Sullivan for joining us here today, Vice President of the Newman Guide and the Cardinal Newman Society. And you could go to the Newman Guide for all the information, especially on the commencement speakers at Catholic colleges here this year. Coming up tomorrow on Catholic Connection, I'll be filling in for Teresa again tomorrow, God willing. I'll be in her host chair, and I feel very honored and privileged to be with all of you. Dr. Richard Festigi will be joining us from Sacred Heart Major Seminary in Detroit, and we'll be talking about Pope Francis. He was known for his deep devotion to Mary, the mother of Jesus. He frequently spoke about her, emphasizing her role as a mediatrix of grace, mother of the church, a model for faithful followers. He viewed Mother Mary as a bridge to God, a guide on the path to salvation, and a source of hope and comfort. And so we'll be talking with Dr. Robert Festigi tomorrow about Mother Mary and the papacy, and looking at previous papal teachings on Mary, and St. Pope John Paul II as well had a devotion to Mother Mary. And what does that mean as the cardinals head into the conclave, asking Mother Mary for intercessory prayer as they choose the next pope? So just something we'll be talking about tomorrow here on Catholic Connection. Again, Vanessa Denha-Garmo filling in for Teresa Tamio. Thank you all for tuning in. We'll catch you tomorrow here on Catholic Connection.